If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com.
It's Magic 106.7 with David, Sue, and Kendra. We are well underway now with our One Magical Wish campaign.
Yes.
We are trying to stock the shelves at One Wish Project with lots of toys. They put on celebrations, birthdays for kids in homeless shelters and foster care. And they rely a lot on volunteers who, you know, take their time and they go out and they bring these kids these toys. And we have one on the phone. Her name is Dawn Sorrenti. Dawn is a volunteer for One Wish Project and has been for a couple of years now. Hi, Dawn. How are you?
Hi. How you doing?
We are so good. Talk a little bit about what drew you to One Wish Project a couple years back.
So I've been volunteering for them for about 2 years. And when I first saw the charity, I thought that it sounded like a great idea, but I was worried about how to choose and buy gifts for children that I didn't know.
Yep.
But One Wish makes it so easy to be a volunteer because you just choose the date and the city that you want to be in, and then you pick up the gifts that are chosen by them based on what the child likes, and that's given by the DCF social worker. You wrap the gift, buy a cake, or you can make one if you choose to do that, and then you deliver the gifts on the kid's birthday. In my work as a probation officer, I see some of the kids that I have worked with.
No kidding. Okay.
Yeah, it's great. And it's just such a great way to celebrate kids that aren't normally celebrated and have had a tougher time maybe of it.
Well, I guess as a probation officer, I imagine you would have some insight into some of the stories and some of the background that goes into how these children and really these families are where they are. And because it's always a little more complicated, I think, than people think. And you just don't know. Families are complicated, and so it must be nice to sort of be able to see these kids and talk a little bit about what it's like to be there when they open the gift or when you present them with the cake and the gifts. That must be just unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. And like I said, everyone loves their birthday, and these circumstances sometimes prevent kids from being celebrated like they should be. And it's just wonderful to walk in and actually know a kid and see their celebration, see their face light up when somebody shows up to celebrate their birthday.
Dawn, you've been volunteering for over 2 years. Is there a birthday celebration or a moment that stands out to you? Maybe one certain child or moment or family that is the most memorable for you?
It's hard to say. I think I love all of them. You don't always get to see the kid. But one time I went to a home and I was made to come into the party and have the child open the gifts and sing to the child. And it was actually quite nice. She was turning 6, I believe. And she was very honest about what she thought about some of the gifts, which I thought was so cute.
You can always count on kids.
There's
they don't
filter.
Hold back.
Out of the mouths of babes, as they say.
Yep.
She said something along the lines of that her baby doll looked weird, but that she loved it anyways.
Yeah, these kids, they are so, I mean, we have actually witnessed these party too, and to see the kids' faces and how happy they are to be recognized and seen, and what a relief it is for families to know that their child is getting this celebration and they can focus on, you know, putting food on the table and that kind of thing. It's just really special.
Right. And another thing that I wanted to bring, like this past year, I've been trying to like put it on Facebook and bring awareness to it. And happily, I've gotten DCF and Lynn more involved where I work. And then also I've gotten family members, friends. My cousin is really involved now. My sister-in-law is involved.
Wow.
And some of my friends around the state are involved. So I'm really happy about like bringing it open, using social media to do that.
It's such an amazing story. It's hard not to get behind it once you hear the story. And it's really only possible because of volunteers like you. Dawn Sorrenti, who's also a probation officer, but has been a volunteer for One Wish Project for many, many years. Thanks for being such a great example to all of us as to how to do it right, Dawn. Strong work. That's great stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Happy holidays, Dawn, and thank you.
Happy holidays to you guys, too. Thanks.